on 98 FM and online. This is Phoenix FM.
Spring hath unfurled her verdant cloak. Let us make merry and rejoice.
You can't leave now. Again. Now we've been through this before. And I'm tired. I'm tired. Sick and tired of the same old thing over and over.
My name is Daniel Gregory and I welcome thou to another convocation of the Bliss Disciples. This very first episode of Spring Doth Paint 2024 anew. I trust thou art all in the finest of spirits this Friday eve. If not, let it be my charge to ferry thee thither in the span of the 2 hours ensuing. Verily new harmonies from Fatima, Irma and Blaze shall grace our gathering. Yet our quest this week leans toward yon golden years and yesteryears. Songs of old, though familiar in essence, shall unveil themselves as undiscovered countries, proving that even in retracing our steps, there lie evergreen meadows anew to explore. In other words, good evening, everyone. I trust these longer days of bird singing, bud shooting are reinvigorating you. I know I can feel it, and this evening will be an extension of this as I bring the music that has grabbed my attention and uplifted my soul with the joys of new spring. It's a proper bag of all sorts, so get comfy for the next 2 hours and enjoy. The Ringwalk came from Linda Clifford with a piece called Runaway Love. I'm going to stop talking too much and leave the music to do the rest. Let's get you unplugged from the week and move you straight into the chilled section. This is Dan Hastings and Terry Ector, a piece called Crow's Heights.
No more.
I'll save that one for next. straight up now, Marvin Gaye, Since I Heard You. We'll get to them next, don't worry, I promise. Quite in the order I wanted it to be. It was me telling you to unplug from work, and I'm still plugged into it. I haven't got my mind in the zone yet. Still thinking about my daytime job. I do apologise. Anyway, that's Marvin Gaye. He's called I Want You. No, it's Since I Had You. It's taken from the album I Want You. Brilliant 1976 album. Oh dear. Proper discombobulated. Anyway, now I'm going to give you the song that I was supposed to be playing, which is Crow's Height. It's from Dan Hastings and Terry Acton, brand new album. I have featured this album in a couple of about 3 or 4 shows ago. It's superb. It came out in autumn of last year, and I just totally adore it. Thank you. is the title track of Dan Hasty and Tyrannector's album. A piece called Crow's Heights. It's every one of them is short, sharp hits, but they're all so powerful. Right, let's move on to a little bit of Florence and the Machine. Drunk from Florence and the Machine, 2010. I've always had a bit of a soft spot for her because I love the way she kind of metamorphoses throughout her career. I don't know if you've seen, but she's just recently released a very brave cover of The White Cliffs of Dover for a new Apple TV series. Also like the fact that, I don't know if it was intentional, but she's sampled a little bit of Roxy Music's Dance Away in that. I don't know if that was intentional. Anyway. Should we venture on? This grabbed my attention because I've seen Dune twice at the cinema in the last 10 days. And that opening there just reminded me of it. This is Clever Austin and Ark. Thank you. Clever Austin, an arc. Got to give you a bit of, give a bit of moment to yourself there to contemplate. But first brand new track of the show this evening. This is Fatima. It's called Love on Acid. Very excited to see her amongst many great artists who are going to be performing at Cross the Tracks in Brixton on May the 26th. If you've not been before, it's a brilliant festival. Really top day out. Showcasing a lot of the best British jazz artists around amongst many genres. For those of you who are new to the show, welcome. What we like to do is just ease you in the first part of the show. I'm going to continue that theme with a bit of Gino Washington, and we're going to make it.
Oh,
Gino Washington, with a piece called We're Gonna Make It. Originally made his name with a group called the Ram Jam Band in the late 60s, then went on to release 8 solo albums in the mid-70s onwards. Right, this woman is keeping herself very busy with a UK tour. She'll be playing London. I'll give you the details after. Very soon, though. This is called The Hardest Part, Olivia Dean.
This time I don't want to go. Lately I've been growing into someone you don't know. You had the chance to love her, but apparently you don't. No, you don't. So even if I could, would it go back where we started?
Catch at the events in Apollo in Hammersmith, 2nd, 4th and 5th of May, before she moves on. She's super, super busy. That's Olivia Dean, The Hardest Part. I'm going to follow that by jumping back in time a bit for all you soul boys and soul girls. This is Maze, featuring Frankie Beverly, of course. Love is the key.
Well, talking about love. Love. Talking about sweet, sweet love. Over the world. Got to spread it all over the world. Yeah.
Of course, they gave us Joy and Pain before I Let You Go. I do love that one. That's Maze and Love Is the Key, featuring Frankie Beverly. Right, I'm not sure if it's the version or it's the fact that I do love this next song. The reason why this made this show this evening. This is PJ Morton taking on the Bee Gees, How Deep Is Your Love.
I know your eyes in the morning sun. I feel you touch me in the pouring rain. And the moment that you wander far from me, I wanna feel you in my arms again. And you come to me on a summer breeze. Keep me warm in your love, in your soft.
It was written and released by the Bee Gees in 1977 as part of the soundtrack to the film Saturday Night Fever. That's PJ Morton having a go at it. Just happened to be one of my favourite Bee Gees songs of all time. So I think that's what swayed me to put it on the show. From now, I'm going to flip over to a French artist now who's been making a name on YouTube. This is Irma, House of Cards.
Tell me to go to sleep now. Tell me you got no clue. Tell me to cut it out now, but don't let me be the ghost of you. Tell me you don't want to make it easy on my mind. Got a brand new lover, but don't let me be a stranger. It breaks my heart, cause I couldn't even get you on the phone. It breaks my heart, cause it took a wind blast and all is gone. It breaks my heart, cause I couldn't even get you on the phone. We got this house of cards that we used to go. Tell me you're not to worry. Be a second chance. Whatever you say will be a weight off my shoulder. Ooh, look, I just wanna take whatever you say. Pull the trigger, now the blame on me. I'm falling back in the trap inside of me. It breaks my heart, cause I couldn't even get you on the phone. It breaks my heart, cause I took a wind blast and all is gone. Tell me to go and find a peace you ever find. shoulders and bring them to you. Tell me to go and come. Every bone on your skin, you've got some breathing to do, but don't let me be the ghost of you.
It's my love for me to get you on the phone. It beats my heart, cause it's like a wind blasting all the stone.
Stay away from me, 'cause I'm in my sin. I said, stay away from me, 'cause I'm in my sin. But if this joint is raided, oh, somebody bring me my gin. Well, now don't mess with me, nobody, 'cause you will never win. I said, don't mess with me, nobody. No, 'cause you will never win. I'll fight the Army and the Navy, Air Force and anybody, if somebody brings me my gin. Well, any bootlegger, go on and show him a pal of mine. I know you heard me say, any bootlegger, all you gotta do is show him a pal of mine. 'Cause a good bottle of gin will get it any time. Especially when I get high and ain't got nothing to do. I know you heard me say, when I get high, there ain't nothing I won't do. So just keep me full of good liquor, and I'll be nice to you. Oh, but she was a 45-packing mama, and I ain't gonna try that no more.
Such an amazing voice. Amy Winehouse is one of her biggest influences. That's Dina Washington and Me and My Gin. Right, this is Jesse Green. I'm going to flip it a bit now.
Let's play.
shout out to Eleanor DeMuth, Steve Preston, James Siren. James, I know you, but Steve and Eleanor. Oh, isn't it great to meet new people? Thank you very much for hanging out with me on Wednesday night. I get excited when I meet new people, so I might have blabbered on a bit. Anyway, genre shift time. This is Shy FX and T-Power. Feelings. Bursting at the seams. Jumping out of speakers. That's Shy FX. T-Power from 2005 from the album Diary of a Digital Soundboy. Feelings. Got an extra step or two in this try, isn't it? Gonna keep genre shift shocking. Right, this is Alicia Myers, and I want to thank you.
You send me someone who really loves me, and I
Alicia Myers, and I want to thank you. I'm putting the next track on now because I got this on vinyl, this album on vinyl earlier this week. Satin Doll from 1974, Bobby Humphrey. So many great tracks on this album. Oh, I've opted for New York Times. I mean, I just had so many to choose from. But anyway, this is one I've gone for. Don't have the album or haven't heard it,